6:14 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. New Gallup poll out about people identifying as independent or Republican or Democrat. David Schultz is here to help us break it down. He's our friend, a professor of political science at Hamline University. How are you, David?
I'm doing well. I hope you're doing well so far this year.
I am, sir. Oh, Happy New Year, I guess I should tell you. It's January 14th. It's going to turn a little bit cold here. High right now, it's 49 degrees. What are we looking at in Minnesota, just out of curiosity?
Okay, right now it is going to be 16 degrees, which is going to be roughly our high for today, and I think it's going down to just about zero. Now, we had a heat wave the last 2 days. We were up to almost 40 degrees. So whenever we get cold, really cold weather, it eventually reaches you. Now, when I used to live in Texas, we used to call that a blue northerner coming in. I'm not sure what term you use. Our really super cold weather eventually trickles down to you a little bit.
I believe here we say it's going to turn cold, brah.
Okay.
That's
okay.
What we're saying, yeah. So look, let me ask you this. I know you're in Minneapolis, right?
I'm in St. Paul. I'm right across the river. I'm literally a mile from Minneapolis.
And yep. I know that the area where the ICE incident took place is pretty close to proximity-wise to where the George Floyd incident took place. And since we're talking about the weather, let's talk about the political climate, if you will, the civil climate in Minnesota right now. What are you sensing, comparing and contrasting this to the George Floyd incident?
If I were to use the words tense and anxious, I think that's absolutely correct, because what everybody's worried about here is that, you know, after George Floyd was murdered, and we can say he was murdered because he was convicted by a jury. So, you know, we could actually say, you know, and Chauvin murdered him, is that, you know, we know, as you saw in the news, the riots broke out. We had a lot of really bad stuff happen here. And everybody has been kind of like holding their breath, like, please, please, let's just not have a repeat of what happened, you know, against, you know, almost 6 years ago. And so there's for most of the people who are coming out, peaceful protesting, which is, of course, protected under the First Amendment, it's peaceful. But they're like, in any group, there's a bunch of yahoos out there. So like overnight, there were some protests last night and some property got damaged. And so it's, you know, I always call it the 98-2 rule. 98% of us are, you know, are law-abiding, decent, trying to do our job, and 2% are jerks. And that's what we're all worried about, that 2%. And then also with it is that neither the Trump administration nor our local politicians are doing anything to de-escalate. You know, I mean, their rhetoric is just like feeding into things. And what we really need everybody to do is just take a pill, you know, and go to their respective corners. And so that's sort of how most of us, I think, out there are looking at things right now.
You didn't come on to talk about that, but since you're there and you're living it and you're breathing it and you're feeling it, I thought I'd get your take on it. Let's talk about this Gallup poll about people identifying as political independents. What did it show?
Okay, so if we were to go back, it's working from a Gallup poll. Let's say if we went back to roughly the year 2000, okay, about 33%, about one out of three voters would describe themselves as an independent, that is neither Democrat or Republican. But in the latest Gallup poll that just came out, I think on Monday, if I remember correctly here, it's now at a record high of 45% who say they are independents. And so over last 25 years, we've gone from 33% to 45% who identify as independents. And so that's a pretty big shift that's occurred over the last quarter century.
Is there a disconnect when it comes to identification and voting? Because I know for a long time, this was back in the day, not now, for a long time, I thought myself to be an independent. But when it came to voting, man, I actually went to that, defaulted to that letter every time, that R or that D. What about now?
It's still the case here is that the phrase that Gallup uses called leaners, you know, that so I might ask you, Tommy, you know, how are you? I'm an independent, you know, then you might, you know, but then, you know, ask you how you vote, and you say, well, I really vote Republican or I really vote Democrat or something like that, you know, but I consider myself X or something like that. Yeah, what we find is that of that 45% that claim to be independents, the Gallup poll is saying that 20%, of that 45%, it breaks down, 20 lean Democrat, 15 lean Republican, and about 10% are non-leaners. So if we actually filter through absolutely everything, maybe 10% of the voters are truly truly leaners at some point, you know, or maybe even less at this point. So, but we do have people who kind of break it down. So what it really looks like, if we add up all the leaners like that, and plus who identify with a party, about 47% of the U.S. population says they're Democrats or leading Democrat. About 42% are saying Republican or leading Republican. And remember, by the way, this is according to a Gallup poll. This is people self-identifying themselves, by the way, too.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back 6:51, 9 till 7. Traffic now, WWL. 6:57 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, about a poll out of Gallup poll that shows more people have identified, or more people are identifying as independent as opposed to a party affiliation. But then again, there's a big disconnect when it comes to actually voting. That's correct, David? They still vote the R or the D?
Correct. Correct. We still have very, very small percentage of the population that goes in and votes for, let's say, a third party candidate for president of the United States.
All right. Let me talk about politicking, if I may, because they had an incident yesterday at a auto plant in Michigan. And I'm not calling a president out for this, because you can only imagine what politicians really say about people. Oh, heck of hell, what your own family says about you when nobody's within earshot, or, you know, what are this, what are that. Somebody yelled at President Trump, so he flipped him off, supposedly. I didn't see the video. This is just from news reports. Has President Trump changed the way we politic in this country, or is that a unique Trumpian thing? Because you can't imagine the president of the United States flipping off somebody, although, you know, a lot of them have already thought it in their minds and not acted upon it. But I just wonder if it's a unique Trump thing, or if that's going to change the way, like, for example, he's kind of off the cuff when it comes to foreign policy, et cetera. Has he changed the way politics operate in America or not?
I think he has. I mean, some things are unique, but he has. But just in terms of the language, I mean, without going into, without using the language on the radio, because we can't do it here, mm-hmm. Our local politician and mayor in Minneapolis basically said, you know, to ICE, you know, get the F, and I'm not going to use the word on the air, of course. So, I mean, it used to be you would never hear politicians use that kind of language publicly. So it's he's changed the discourse. He's changed the wording.
And it'd be interesting to see if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because while it does maybe lower the threshold for the way people could conduct themselves in public, maybe it lends an air of candidness or honesty to it.
Possibly it is. I mean, he's talking like what most of our listeners are talking at that point, and maybe that's a way of connecting to the voters better than they used to.
But we really want that to be president. We'll see. Thank you, David. Appreciate the time. We'll be back, WWL.